It's 5:30 on HPR 1 and time for Helping Hand. Good afternoon, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are wrapping up 3 weeks of speaking with folks on islands other than Oahu, and we conclude with Core Kauai, Kauai Ocean Recreational Experience, or Core. It's a privilege to speak with, from Core Kauai, one of their founders, and fire captain in Hanalei, Kurt Leong. Aloha, Captain Leong. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Very good. Aloha, David.
So tell folks about Core Kauai.
Core Kauai is a giant organization, probably close to 1,000 members, participants, as well as volunteers. It started a real small grassroots thing where a lot of firemen, lifeguards, watermen, waterwomen, physiotherapists, a few doctors, we just wanted to do something to give back, as organizations like this have all around the country, around the globe, and on Oahu, they have access surf. I went over there to learn Access Surf, how they did it, and I brought it back to Kauai.
Remarkable thing that they do.
What they do is incredible. We just simply kept our mission as helping people get into the ocean safely and let their families come and enjoy the beach also. We're about surfing, floating in the water, being with nature, and enjoy a day at the beach with us, which they probably haven't done in years since whatever happened that brought on that special need. The whole family's affected. So we try to take care of everybody. We have some pretty state-of-the-art equipment, custom giant boards, so they can take anybody of any size, any weight. We have what's called Moby chairs, these sand chairs with the big yellow tires that roll on the sand. These are actually amphibious chairs where you roll on the sand and you go straight into the water.
Awesome.
So you're literally in a pool lounger, relaxed, and you float. We take any special need, and we will cater to you, whether or not you be a cancer survivor or you have cancer, whether or not you're an amputee, Down syndrome, autism. We will do it all, and we've learned to pretty much handle anyone with kit gloves.
There are no fees or costs whatsoever, correct?
Well, there's one fee, and that fee is you got to bring aloha and an open heart and a willingness to share, and that's about it. With all of that, we also have a full kitchen setup. We have a tent just for kitchen. We bring all the food. We supply everything for everyone.
Incredible.
Right off the grill. We take care of about 200 people plus every beach day. And we have a music tent, all musicians. There'll be a harp, accordions, 5, 6 electric guitars, acoustic guitars, ukuleles, congas. You eat, you listen to music. You don't even have to get in the ocean to enjoy just sharing the aloha.
Like we were talking about with incorporating your friends and your family into activities when you're disabled, that's critical stuff.
Critical. I didn't know how much it would bring people together. I had no idea the ripple effect it would have. I met Susie Woolway. Mark Marble from Access Surf told me, call Susie Woolway. She's a speech therapist. And she told me that if I put the day together, she could supply our first participants. And the rest is just history. When you come to a beach day, if you come, we're not going to sell you shirts. We're not going to sell you Core hats. If you want a hat and you're there, you get it. We're not about money. We need a lot of money. We definitely need money to keep us going, to keep our mission going. But when we have it, we share it.
What can we do to help?
We can use it all. Small example, people will drive by. They'll see 200 people in our group, surfers, and they'll just drive by and go, oh, Kurt, we don't want to bother you. I want to come help. But it looks like you had a lot of people there. And I explained to them, I said, you know what? We need you. I don't care if we had 1,000 people. If all you do is come, eat our food, listen to our music, and just be present, you are literally, and you don't realize, you're supporting the families there saying, wow, this many people are supporting us come to the beach. It is so huge. It doesn't mean you have to get in the water. It doesn't mean you have to be a surf instructor. It doesn't mean you have to be a water safety guy. You don't have to be a medical guy. You just come and be with us on the beach. And it shows these families that they're not alone. So that's just a small thing. So cash, everything, equipment, in-kind donations, people that can give us sponsorships. We're always replacing stuff. We're open to anything.
The way to do it, Core Kauai is K-O-R-E, and it's corekauai.com. Kurt's cell phone, 808-651-6416.
Mm-hmm.
And then Susie Woolway, co-founder, 808-652-0267, workkauaicore@hotmail.com for email. And I have all this information with your online post at hawaiipublicradio.org.
And warmer place where you can get a lot of pictures is Core Kauai on Facebook.
I know you're a selfless guy, but on behalf of all the disabled folks and their friends and family that you help out, and on behalf of myself, You're certainly a hero. Thanks so much for what you do. It is inspiring. Kurt Leong, fire captain, Hanalei, one of the founders of Core Kauai. I really appreciate it, Kurt.
Thank you very much, David.
If you ever need anything, if there's an emergency, if there's anything you think I can do to help you, I seriously hope that you will reach out.
I will. Nice talking to you.